This is Rory from the Movie Magoos, here to look around at what's out of the movies this week on Fab FM. And welcome to the review for Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare.
I'm going to start this review off with a bit of a confession. I love movies with demons in them. They're often my favourite kind of horror films, and I'll tell you why. Demons are tricksters.
That's not how this works. Only the game decides.
Demons, they've been places, they've done things, they've lived their evil life. You never get bogan or redneck demons. No, they're usually a pretty savvy bunch.
Hey, Olivia. Truth or Dare? What did you say?
So now it's time for Truth or Dare, the new demon film.
Truth or Dare?
The one we're dealing with here has a pretty neat possession trick. It forces people who are playing Truth or Dare to really go through with it. So if you lie with your truth or you don't follow the dare, you die.
It only ends when all the players are dead. And your turn's next.
In Hollywood terms, that's what they call a high concept idea. It's an idea that gets greenlit before there's even a completed script.
Carter said, tell the truth or you die. Do the dare or you die. Ronnie chickened out. He did not do his dare and now he's dead.
Jason Blum. He produced the similarly high concept film Happy Death Day a year ago, actually released exactly a year ago to the date, and I quite enjoyed that film. The novelty horror concept mixed with a bit of teen college romance. I was into it. It was fun. So back to Truth or Dare. Jason Blum is clearly trying to repeat that formula and success. We've got a bunch of college kids off to spring break. We've got BFFs with complicated romantic issues. And now we've got a demon with a high concept idea. It should have worked. So why is this film so appallingly bad? This is the laziest movie I've seen in ages. The concept was right, but they got absolutely everything else wrong. The characters, not a single one of them was relatable or likeable, and on top of that, they were totally inconsistent. For example, there's the best friend, who's known the hero since they were kids, so she's good. But she forces her friend to go on vacation so she can cheat on her boyfriend, so she's bad. But she's got a dead father, and she misses him, so she's good. But then she betrays her friend and boyfriend again.
Lucas, wait.
So she's a bad character. But she keeps looking at her dead dad video on her phone to remind us that she's a good girl. But she doesn't have her best friend's back, so she breaks her hand.
Touch me again and I'll break that hand.
So she's a bad character. But then she's really sorry that she did that, so she's a good character.
I'm sorry.
And it goes on and on and on like this, until I just stopped caring and just wanted her to die. And then they repeat this inconsistency for pretty much every cliche character, including the hero girl. It actually plays like a parody, like the actors thought they were in a scary movie sequel. And I'm sitting there waiting for the joke, the punchline, but there is no joke, there is no punchline, they're actually being serious. It is super weird. These old-ass actors playing teenagers are not convincing and not elevating anything other than my levels of frustration. Every attempt to scare in this film failed. The guy studying to be a doctor looks about 40, while the guy that got them into all this mess has a big old mustache. It's like the casting directors here aren't even looking at the headshots anymore. Alright, time for my final thoughts. Scenes that should have been scary just weren't. I'll tell you one last thing that is good about this movie. When it's over and you're walking away with your friends, that is when you'll start laughing. Laughing at the movie. You will bond with your friends over the memory of this terrible film that tricked you all into seeing it.
This is Rory from the Movie Magoos. See you for the next review on Fab FM.
Because it's fab. I love it.